All right, Frank, take us into the Abanji podcast.
This is your last podcast as a non-U.S. citizen. Yeah. We should talk about that.
Yeah. No, this is your first podcast as an American.
Tomorrow he's sworn in.
Yeah. Oh, so by the time this comes out in 3 weeks.
This has to come out before the 15th.
Oh, yeah. All right, here we go with the intro.
We're the Abanji Kids. With plasma pistols glowing, it's our podcast show. With Brian and friends.
And Frankie.
Welcome back to the Bungie Podcast. We're joining you today with a special guest, Mr. Lars Bakken, who's going to be talking to us about downloadable content, the Legendary Pack, to be specific.
Yes.
And we will have a surprise guest later in the show, won't we?
Yeah, it's a surprise.
I guess we will.
It's not that surprising. It's Shishka.
You just ruined it.
Spoiler. Can we put spoiler tags on audio? No.
No.
Anyway, also joining me in the studio are Brian Gerard and Luke Smith. As usual.
Hey. Good to be back.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Legendary Pack. April 15th. Hopefully this is out by then.
No guarantees.
Otherwise, this will be old news, right? Yeah. People have been playing the maps for 2 weeks, and then they listen to this really exciting podcast.
So tell us about what people have been playing, Lars.
So the Legendary podcast. Jeez, I'm breaking.
Well, this is legendary.
So we'll take all the compliments we can get.
The Legendary map pack is comprised of three maps, as you guys know. Ghost Town, which is the all-new map, and then a remake of Sidewinder, we're calling Avalanche. We're also
calling it a reimagination.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Remake implies perfect port.
Reimagination sounds much more magical. So, yeah, I'll use that. And then also a port, or I guess it's not a reimagination, a port of Lockout we're calling Blackout.
I don't like the word port.
I call it a reimagination as well. I don't think
it's a really a reimagination?
Yeah, I don't think you'll find
it's pretty 100%. Close, though. I mean, it's not 100%. I will say that. Does a port have to be 100%?
So I would say,
does a port take the amount of art resources and time that we put into Blackout?
I would say that you would use
probably
remake.
I think a port's copy paste.
Remake. Yeah, thank
remake
you.
Is
you so know. Remake and reimagination. I'm getting my terminology correct now. Yeah,
that's why you make the game,
right?
And we just edit.
I just don't talk.
Well, let's get that out of the way. What are the big differences in Blackout?
In Blackout, let's see.
I'll tell you what, the windows.
Right, the window on the library.
And the ledges and the jumps.
The ledges and the jumps. They're the pretty close, but there's some things that are different for sure.
Why?
There's shield doors and maulers everywhere. So I hope people are okay with that.
Wait, shield doors and maulers everywhere.
That's true. They're not. They're
being removed by Shishka. Don't worry.
There are a couple of differences, like the center platform actually on one side has a little bit of a couple of flanges coming off of it that
don't say flange like people are just, flange.
All right, it's like a piece of metal that you can jump onto, and it actually makes it easier now to get up onto the sniper tower from the center platform and blocks some of the sight lines coming from like the BR tower to, I don't know what you call that in the MLG world, is it snipe one or something? Right below the sniper tower. What's that?
It's probably snipe one.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know what they call it either.
Doodad.
The other day when we were dominating on it, what were you calling it?
Snipe one.
Okay. Let's call it snipe one then.
Well, I didn't want people to think that I was just naming stuff for MLG. That's not how we roll.
I just assume that's what you call it.
But the biggest difference, I guess, people already know, which is that it's human themed. It's not Forerunner anymore, and that's a pretty big visual difference. And it takes place kind of in the right next to a huge iceberg and sitting on a platform miles above the ocean.
Oh, at night. Cool.
I feel
at
like
night, too.
Hence blackout.
Yep.
With the Aurora Borealis. Yep. Or didn't we have it's an beautiful. Argument that it might be the Aurora Australis?
So there's a whole...
Depending on where it is, thing. Correct.
Because...
Do you know the answer? Is this Antarctica or is this...
Because I left both in because I think it's funny when you guys don't know. And then I get all the messages.
I honestly
about it.
Don't know because, you know, I
Alan said Arctic. Paul Russell said Antarctic.
You know, if Paul Russell said Antarctic, then that's what I'd go with.
Oh, I would definitely then. Pick the artist over the producer as well.
Definitely.
Yep.
All right. Well, there you have it. It's been solved.
Right. It's a pretty aurora. The end.
It's gorgeous.
Again, we're assuming that Paul Russell said that and I wasn't just saying that off the top of my head.
Okay.
Nope, it's canon now.
Yep. It's done.
So minor differences. There's windows in the library now, so you can't like just
it's
dominate
definitely,
that one spot.
It's definitely harder to, although still possible, to hold the BR tower from the top because before you could fire out from those windows in Halo 2, and that's you can't do that now. So it makes that portion of the map harder to hold, which, you know, we found doesn't change a whole lot. Some people probably will like it. Some people may not like it.
It's the internet.
Yeah. Yep. But it plays remarkably well. The last time we had a take home and we were testing out matchmaking and I first settled down and spawned in Blackout, it felt like coming back to an old friend. It was just awesome. I felt so good, like running around making all the same jumps.
Kind of like an old girlfriend. Is
that no, when, like when an old. Maybe it's closer. dirty maybe it's better. Maybe I should have said an old shoe. You know how it feels good
that's
to slip
mean.
On an
you should
old
have more
shoe.
Respect for your girlfriend.
No, I agree.
Anyways,
with
it
you,
felt really good. I was like, wow, this is like an amazing looking version of Lockout that I'm running around in Halo 3. Just there was something indescribable about it. I don't know.
Yeah, we had the same thing when we were playing a few weeks ago.
We were playing
CeeLo
and the Wonder Twins.
Playing against some scrubs. And, you know, I was a little rusty, but next thing I know, I'm on a 16 or no kill streak.
using the Scoot combo.
The Scoot combo.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Just like old times. I was even dual wielding for the hell of it. Remember?
Wow.
Just because. Yeah, normally dual wielding is a ticket to losing.
And let's get this out of the way while I remember. There's some forge objects in Lockout specifically that let you just place doors over open doorways that fit perfectly.
Yeah, like...
Like snap, and it totally changes the flow of a
Yeah, if you're map. If you're familiar with the doors in Foundry,
not
they're...
literally a snap.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's Foundry.
2 hours
or,
of
sorry,
careful
forge.
Right. Shoehorning it in.
It works in much the same way the doors in Foundry did, but because all the door frames are pretty uniform, you can just grab this door and block off any little section
block
if you
out.
Wanted.
Block how would that out play if you just blocked every opening?
I tried it, and I called a blocker, and
it was terrible.
Yeah,
because you just have the platform.
But if you had a whole bunch of teleporters, it's, now you have like some reimagination of
Tyron.
Yeah, but you can make idiot dead ends for yourself, which I did. Like I fell down in a little walkway and realized I couldn't get off without
like
the,
you got
suiciding.
In the shotgun tunnel. There's no way to escape once you drop down.
You can do that. Yeah,
I like that though.
Yeah,
a little death trap.
Yeah, so if people want to do that, they can.
Team, everyone just sits down there and waits.
And no bungle did not make that the default lockout. So.
The best part, though, is I've always wanted to drive a mongoose or a ghost around the ramps of the lockout. Now
and
you can.
Now you can.
A ghost?
Yeah, we've got a ghost and a mongoose in there.
Mongoose
we're putting
funnier.
The ghost in matchmaking, right?
No. No.
I think Shishka's turning it on. The Covenant's variant.
Blame Shishka.
The race on blackout?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Blackout coveys.
Yeah, actually.
And actually, there are there main cannons on Blackout?
There are in the Forge palette. I mean, there's
go from tower to tower.
The only lift is the same lift or the similar lift to the one in Lockout. It's an air vent now, so
I like that.
Human themed.
It's good stuff. It's a good map. I highly recommend it.
It's fun.
While we're in the cold wintry wastes, our next map would be Avalanche.
Yes. So Avalanche as Luke so correctly pointed out.
Snow Snake once.
Well, remember, the thing is, when we were trying to come up with names, I spent a little while on Wikipedia looking for, I was trying to look for variations of the Sidewinder, which, to find like some sort of relative.
Someone said Copperhead, I think, at one time, and we were looking for, Snow Snakes.
Snow Snake's perfect.
Yeah, don't look up Snow Snake on Urban Dictionary, by the way. It's not what you think.
I think we were maybe going to call it Frostbite, possibly at one point. There were a couple other really
cold
cool
turkey,
names.
I think. Cold Turkey.
What was the internal code name? Since all of our maps kind of go through a variety of internal
Cotton
names.
Ball.
It was Cotton Ball.
Well, that was the, well, no, the that was that the forward-facing fake name.
That was the
name.
VNet fake name, but the internal name was Sidewinder because it was the same. It was actually the exact same geometry. Yeah. That's what we started with. So it was called Sidewinder.
Why didn't we just call it Sidewinder?
Because it's been reimagined.
Because we rename everything, Luke. Come on. Yeah. What was Blood Gulch in Halo 2?
Coag.
Exactly.
Yeah. That would make
sense. You just answered your own question.
Well, Sidewinder was just too hard to come up with the next logical evolution of that name.
I was trying to think of the Bad Snake's name and Ricky Ticky Tavi. I just couldn't call it.
We did.
All that stuff.
Luke spent at least a week researching.
I think it was just called time. Cobra. I don't think it had a name, did it?
Cobra would have been awesome.
Cobra would have been cool.
Ice Cobra.
Let's change it right now.
Snowbra.
Snowbra.
Can we delay the release?
Yeah, let's delay it by a couple weeks.
Hey, then the podcast will come out at the same time.
No, the thing was that when we announced Avalanche and said that it had been reimagined, people got like crazy bent out of shape because we dared to change the perfection that was Sidewinder. Now, my favorite thing in Sidewinder, the perfect map that it was, was to simply grab the flag through the fence or park a ghost and board it through the fence or any number of tricks. Sidewinder was a lovely, fun map. It was great for a lot of game types, but it was totally broken. Like, it was probably the most broken map we've ever shipped in terms of how you could abuse geometry and passageways.
Luke doesn't look like he's.
I don't know.
Did you make a gentleman's agreement not to throw the flag through the fence, or not park a ghost so you?
What,
could
you don't
board
think
it?
The gentleman's agreements work online?
I've noticed how firm your agreements remain.
Well, I mean, you bring up a good point. Like, if we're gonna change things like that, definitely people are gonna be upset if it's a beloved map. But you know. We started with the original geometry, and we played it a ton in Halo 3. And Halo 3, as I think everyone can agree, is not the same game as Halo 1. There are a lot of changes that have the game has gone through, and based off those changes and kind of what we wanted, the Sidewinder reimagination to be like, necessitated some changes, like removing that center area that allowed you to throw the flag 2 feet and then get to the other base.
No, God, another Bungie. Thing I wanted I to know. Set the record straight on, because there's a lot of one of the other things people were complaining about, just based on the interview piece on Bungie.net, a lot of the artists said that we worked really hard to make it so there were no longer these big stalemates on this map, and people were like, "Oh my God, that was the best part about Sidewinder!
You know
what
is
epic stalemates and these long matches." For the record, there are still plenty of stalemates.
I laughed when I heard them say that.
Here's the funny thing about that interview is that, and we did, you know, we don't want stalemates to happen in matchmaking, and that's true, but we would have these massive,
like hour plus
we would
long
have like hour and a half long multi-flag games in the playtest, and people would be like, "Oh, I'm so worried." And I would walk out of the playtest lab, and in my head, I was like, "Well, plays like Sidewinder."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Mission accomplished."
But you said in the Bungie Net interviews, all change should be easy to score now the games would end.
It's definitely easier to score than it was, and we did that on purpose because, you know, we don't want every Avalanche game to be 0-0 in a multi-flag big team battle environment, because that's boring. Not that the games themselves are boring, but people would come away semi-frustrated. So
what's
it's definitely
the
easier
to
get in there.
From your perspective.
There's a couple of cool new ways to get into the base. There's obviously the teleporters are two-way now, which they weren't in Halo 1. I think in Halo PC they made them two-way, if I'm correct. Maybe someone can correct me on that.
Yeah, someone from the internet. No one here.
Exactly.
I think I'm going to miss that one.
So there's the two-way teleporters. There's man cannons. There's a man cannon that launches you basically right on top of the flag
now. I did
now.
Notice that. You can drive your whole Warthog right into the flag
exactly.
room.
Exactly.
That is
pretty
glorious.
Which is
pretty
cool. And then there's also, in place of the kind of interior caves, there's now a ninja route kind of moving up the side, which is pretty cool.
Heading in the side door.
Yep, heading in the side door, which takes you right to the flag, and that's pretty awesome as well.
And usually
what about the... But you don't recommend trying to go for a hornet cap?
The Hornet Cap is the classiest way to do it, and it is Hornet so fun.
Is there a Hornet in Avalanche?
Hell yeah, there's it's a the Hornet,
I didn't recognize
bro.
One.
It blends in too much.
Oh my god!
Explain.
So,
dude, wait, but the thing is, like, we've reached... Yeah. Let him finish. We've treaded on all the snow tread stuff. It's going to be people listening to the podcast thinking we recorded it in January.
I know.
Well, sure, but not everyone reads all of your stuff, Luke. I don't.
It's a different audience.
So to speak to Frank's point real quickly, we thought it would be cool to have to have snow vehicles. Like the UNSC vehicles have been re-textured.
Yeah.
Like the Warthog looks like it's been
just camouflaged.
reimagined.
And so you've got the Mongoose, the
in a world.
The Scorpion, which looks remarkably awesome, and
the snow tread hog. Oh wait,
did I say the Mongoose already? The Warthog,
Mongoose,
and the Warthog. Hornet,
Scorpion.
And the Scorpion. Yes, I said that, I believe.
The
Hornet has actually been changed a little bit. And yes, the only Hornet version in this map is the one that has the missiles taken off. And the gun is not quite as powerful. It is in no way is it not
it's still
like
a flying,
crazy
owning machine.
Dominating machine.
You can if our Pentathlon was any indication, the Hornet can still dominate.
It's still the air wolf.
It's essentially now whereas before it was a god fearing weapon, like now it's a suppression machine. But it is awesome to do a flag cap in one.
It just suppresses your lives because it tears you up.
Yeah, it's really fun though.
Now the other complaint that we got on the interwebs was that the ice was there but was slippery. In fact, it has the same physics as the rest of the ground, but the difference this time is in a Warthog especially, you can throw it into that with a handbrake, which you didn't have on Halo 1, so you can sort of fake it. It's not identical.
I'm driving
it's
over
not,
the ice. Press yes. A.
Yeah.
It's not a simulation.
No,
and
then you discover, it's not the same as the Halo 1 ice. That is true.
I sometimes turn up my sensitivity all the way to the max. It makes me like a little, like kind of like I lost
squirrely.
My mind. Yeah, it's just a little trickier. Kind of gets me into the atmosphere.
But then I yeah. I don't know if I have anything else to say on...
How about Forge?
Forge.
What's new in Forge and Avalanche? I've seen a lot of little goodies when I've been browsing
through.
So
there's some cool stuff.
Palette.
There's some, you know, Jason Sussman did some cool Forerunner walls. So there's some walls that
new
you can
walls.
create a base. There's also kind of like a sniper perch type thing that you can set up.
Sweet. Yes, the watchtower.
They're
actually very fun to.
We made a sketch
that we're
working on all along the watchtower.
Tower nice. Defense. Yeah,
that's cool.
Nice.
We're just calling it Hendrix.
That's cool. I like that. Simple. And these energy blockers, which are essentially, they're the same principle as the door in Blackout, but they're a Forerunner version, and you can block all the doorways with these like immovable energy doors. Pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, we did a whole thing. Shishka, Sketch, and I tried to block off half the map and make Hendrix, but we all got distracted by work.
I can't wait to make a Forge variant where I put a ramp down and then a Traxxas crate and a wall, and I just make a smooth, perfect surface across
awesome.
The yeah. three things.
I'm surprised. You know what? I'm surprised no one has asked me about the ladder comment, so nobody said anything.
On the podcast?
Yeah.
There's no,
no, we dealt with it already.
We just feel like we've beaten that horse to death.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
Come on.
Lars claims there's ladders everywhere in Halo and also nowhere in Halo.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Anyway, that's all the maps.
No.
No, no wait. Ghost Town.
Ghost Town,
I think Ghost Town is the sleeper.
No,
of the
sleeper
map
has
pack.
Awakened.
Well,
it is awesome.
It's the one that people are already discounting because they just don't know it, right? They're so enamored with these old classics. But I think that's right. There's something magical
about Ghost
Town.
We knew this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. We knew this was going to happen if we put a Lockout and a Sidewinder remake. Whatever the third map is going to be, it's going to get the shaft in terms of that PR splash.
There,
but but Ghost Town is actually
it's good.
So far, it might actually be my favorite map. In Halo 3,
you know,
and I
just the other day I said the same thing.
Yep.
We had an amazing little couple games up against the Wonder Triplets. a lot of fun.
The Wonder Triplets, and so that you know, if you're listening, are three art contractors, right?
Yeah.
So we're already playing against artists who are generally regarded in that lower tier of Halo skill, but maybe that's by design. But it's Carlos, Stosh, and Andrew.
Yeah, and somehow they just got that moniker.
I know.
They just ride around in a Mongoose together all the time.
Woo.
And it's a sure way to get a double kill every time. Ghost Town's good though.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's really good for Team Slayer. It's very good for one-sided, you know, asymmetric games.
Amazing one-sided games. Like my end-to-end flag cap. Did you hear about that? And I wiped that to the team by myself.
Yeah, it was in the paper.
Carried the flag. Yeah, it was. Have you seen the forge objects for Ghost Town, by the way?
They're
awesome.
Well, I've seen the normal ones, like the crates and whatnot.
The scaffolding.
Have you seen the watchtower, like the scaffolding tower that you can deploy yourself, and like the planks for ramps?
Yep. There's a bunch of suitably themed.
And maybe your original idea for your map called Catwalks could come back to life.
Yeah. You could put
and
up
on
the
that map, especially. It would almost work automatically. You just have to drop a couple to totally change the way the outside perimeter works.
Because you could add stairs and ramps up to different areas.
Perimeter's already been trademarked.
Nice.
Need cover.
But I thought when you were talking about the forge objects there, I thought you were talking about something else.
Well, let's talk about something else.
Let's talk about that.
I'm colorblind, so I don't understand.
Yeah, this will be old news, I'm sure. On the podcast.
Yeah,
comes
we announced this 16 Fridays ago.
Frank's point, don't assume that listeners are readers and vice versa. Okay.
Let's just we're in the present.
Heroic maps are free to download right now. Go get them. Seriously, a lot of people don't know.
I'll be right back.
People don't know.
Hey, Halo 3 is coming out September 25th, 2007. Get ready.
So we try and have something cool and unique in new in each map pack, and in the first map pack we had man cannons and shield doors and
soccer ball
and some crazy stuff, and this time around we did something a little bit different for probably a little bit different type of Halo 3 player. We decided to add in some kind of crazy screen effects, and they're pretty cool. We have six total, and you can use them on each of the maps, and they you drop them anywhere in the environment and forge, and then they cover the entire map, and it changes basically what the game looks like. It's that some of them are hard to explain. You just kind of have to drop them and see them for yourself. But some are really cool, like this one called Pen and Ink, which does basically a super crazy, grainy, almost Sin City black and white. I don't even know how else to describe it.
We have that grayscale one that makes our game look like other popular next generation.
Right.
Titles.
There's one called Gloomy that definitely is like...
There's one called Destroyed Beauty.
Yeah, it could be called... that's horrible. It could be called the next gen filter also.
If you want to see these screenshots, check the Bungie Weekly Update from 3 weeks ago.
So wait, each screen effect, you can drop one and it applies to the entire map?
Yes.
What happens if you drop more than one?
They start to play with each other in weird ways. Definitely some are more
powerful. Can you spread them around
than the other?
And actually experience more than one over the course of a single map? Or?
Yeah, I mean, they basically just go over the top of each other. So it's like you drop one anywhere and the entire map is completely
But then
completely
if you drop
multiplied
another one,
by
that
other
would then
effect.
Just nullify the one you dropped prior?
It doesn't
or?
Nullify it. They kind of combine in weird ways.
Is there a way to make it? So let's just say hypothetically. On Ghost Town, you put the sepia tone one on one side, and you put Gloomy on the other side of the map. Can you actually traverse the map and see the palette change?
No, nothing like that. It's like it's like you're dropping this down, and the entire map is then old timey, which is one of
so
the
our idea to make just a bunch of rooms that are all different color palettes and stuff wouldn't really fly.
Yeah, our idea fails.
All right,
fail.
So what was the idea behind these screen effects? I mean, what are you trying to?
The general thinking was, you know, we saw, you know, if you go anywhere online, you'll see these crazy Halo 3 screenshots, and people started finding out things where, you know, when grenades go off or explosions, you're seeing screen effects that do like warping and like, you know, depth of field sometimes, and all sorts of crazy stuff, and people were actually positioning the camera in their films and taking these awesome screenshots, and we thought, well, what if we just gave them the opportunity to like make the level always look like that and then set up their own scenarios if they wanted to, and we know, you know, some people who are hardcore forgers are probably not, it's not as interesting to them, but it's definitely, it's like hitting a different, you know, part of the forge and the machinima
people
crowd.
People can make their own bullshots.
Right.
Well, we've been letting them do that since September 25th, 2007.
Is there a lens flare?
Just last week.
No lens flare. No. That's coming in the next game.
Anywhere you are, no matter what angle or inside or out, there's always a lens flare coming from
your helmet.
From like 9 o'clock high.
Yeah.
Should we talk to Shishka then about, we should have a playlist that's nothing but visual effects versions of the maps.
Let's save that. We're going to get to him in just a few minutes.
I mean, people were talking about dropping the old-timey one or gloomy or something like that for infection variants, like so the map actually seems darker and scarier, you know.
More sinister.
Yes.
That's a good idea. Which one would you apply to race?
To race? Probably...
Jovial. Was that one of them?
No, it was Juicy.
Fruity?
Juicy.
Juicy.
Yeah.
Fruity juiciest. Would work.
Aw.
What? You look like you're just distracted, Frank. What's the deal? You're not...
He's
you're
only gone there with a beer.
To, yeah, he probably has to go to the bathroom.
He doesn't finish.
No. I don't have a beer.
I don't either. Yeah, what the hell? We have we're back in, we went to a special guest. It was a big occasion on a new map release.
Went to go to the beer fridge, which was full because we had butcher stocked it a while ago, but it's no longer there.
It's gone.
Everything that's happened upstairs has changed.
You know
all
why?
Things.
It's because we had a DLC crunch, so it probably disappeared.
I don't think that's why.
No,
it
just
no.
got moved.
Oh.
Got
poached.
The fun police showed up, arrested them.
I see.
Arrested
all what the you're fun. Saying.
Yeah, we just don't have enough listeners to. We need our. Once our podcast audience grows, and this is a real force to reckon with, people won't be touching our beers up here.
We need a sponsor. We need, like, Mac and Jack's to get up on this business.
Or Manny's.
Yeah. Manny's, Mac and Jack's, Mirror Pond.
Let's get some local beers.
Some good local
Pyramid
stuff.
Pyramid and Red Hook up the street.
Yeah, exactly.
Done.
Yeah. This next segment brought to you by Red Hook.
Let's get a producer on it. Let's see what Matt
can
Matt
we, can
ours
we get out. A beer run? Can Shishka bring beer in for his segment as part
is
of
he,
the,
no, because I kind of want to just keep I want to just plow through this and be done with it.
That's a requirement, I thought.
No.
I thought all first-time guests have to show up with a gift, a beverage. It is weird that Frank's the only one in the room without a beard, though. Like, what's up with that? Full beard, Lars? Or are you just kind of
I don't know. We'll
toying
see.
With it?
Toying. I got past the itchy phase, so it's
now it's kind of soft and breaking in a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Frank's all clean shaved today.
Well, I got that big interview
Frank's
tomorrow.
Frank's got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like with the U.S. government.
Yeah, the big day 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, but by the time you listen to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, we should,
how'd
we
you
should
score
let
on
everyone
your test,
know.
By the way?
I scored 100% on the test.
What kind of stuff's on the test? Let's see if, like,
what
Rudy
does,
Lars
hold on.
Answer.
Like, does everyone know? They don't even know
what
we're talking
they don't even know
about.
What the test back is. They could think Frank's taking a blood test.
Yeah.
Scotland, I'm from. I've applied for my U.S. citizenship about 6 months ago or a year ago, whatever. It takes a long time.
That's nothing compared to what I've been reading. Well,
it depends who you are and what you do. Yeah, it's pretty random. Depends where you live as well.
Well, Frank
Seattle's
O'Connor
different
from
than
Bungie.
L.A., for example. Yeah, exactly.
I'm They're in like, Halo, oh my, bitch.
I got a mail back.
Is that how it went?
I got a mail back from the USCIS last year, and it said, I can has recon? And I was like, yes, you can has recon. And they failed me on the English exam. No, yeah. So I got my test last week. It's probably 4 weeks ago now. And they just ask you a random sampling of 10 questions from a study group of 100 questions about U.S. history and civics.
And is this a written test? Or
no, it's verbal. The guy
in front
said,
of the tribunal?
So the test was
oral.
So the test
inspector.
Was oral, yeah.
It's oral, yeah.
Was it sort of like the arbiter sequence we were just talking about with the truth of denial, or the prophet of denial, rather, yeah. Yelling at you?
It was kind of like – the guy was kind of scary and intimidating, but he was nice under all that, but it was scary. And the questions – the hardest questions you could get asked on that test are – name the 13 original colonies, for example, or...
Oh, what?
Well, no, check this one out.
Ouch.
Name each of the amendments that deal specifically with voting rights.
You know what we should do?
That's one of the possible ones.
Wow. We should take the citizenship test after the break.
We do.
Like, Frank, we should actually have Frank administer the citizenship
but you guys,
test.
I mean, you guys know all that stuff. You know
I
what those amendments
are. I probably
would
score just high on the Scotland citizenship test. Yeah.
William Wallace. Test. William yeah. Wallace. Yeah. Freedom. Yeah.
Long shanks.
So anyway, I ended up getting asked
haggis.
Yeah. Long shanks. If we can't beat them up, we'll breed them out. Anyway, I got asked 10 really easy ones.
You so, aced it, huh? Good job.
Yeah. Good for you.
Oh,
and,
congratulations.
Tomorrow, I have to go get sworn in. I put my hand on my heart.
You going to Ellis
you got to do it. Is it with the Bible?
I'm going to Renton, kind of.
Seattle's version of Ellis Island?
So you know the thing that we are, we're, as much as we are happy for Frank, we are disappointed that he failed the opportunity that he had presented to him to officially change his legal name.
Pretty
forever.
Unique opportunity.
Yeah,
like, if I was given the chance to change my name, in a heartbeat.
Would you really change your name?
Sure, why not? Who cares?
Yeah.
My parents aren't going to get upset.
When you fill in the paperwork, Brian's right. They give you one opportunity to change your name forever.
No,
you can change it to whatever
right?
you want. Mongo Ajax, Conan the Barbarian 12. I could have been called that.
Yeah, and instead you're still Frank O'Connor.
McLovin.
Yeah, I did, honestly, at the end of it, I was like, I could be McLovin, or I could not have to redo all my credit card information for the rest of my life. Yeah. So.
And sure trigger enough. Like every single fraud alert, yeah. identity yeah, theft.
Exactly.
Yeah, no one ever take you seriously.
But yeah, so if I get sworn in successfully tomorrow, that's it. Not Scottish anymore, technically.
Wow.
America.
Goodness me. So that's that. That's got nothing
actually,
to do with
Frank
anything.
Will make his American debut on Xbox Live Marketplace around the same time this podcast comes out on Major's Minute.
Yeah, Frank's going to be on Major's Minute.
Frank is going to be on Major's
awesome.
Minute in glorious HD wearing some red, white, and blue striped pants. The
extended.
Email thread that I saw was any indication.
Dojo
extended
pants.
To an hour. But yeah, Major's Minute.
That's right.
Did you record it already?
No, this Friday.
This Friday.
Oh.
That's awesome. What are you going to talk about?
How it's going to be K.
No, he's talking about the maps. It's all about
the yeah, it's all about
the full map.
Major wants to.
That's why
nice.
We're asking you all those questions. They weren't rhetorical. That's
we're, actually, right. we're actually looking to play against Major and his crew in our hunt.
He's turned
week.
Us down
on
so
map.
Far.
Who would Major's
regularly.
Crew be?
No,
would
on the,
KP
on the new maps
in there?
Next week?
Yeah,
as
KP.
A early access to the
Susie
maps.
Q.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those people who look nothing like the cartoon drawings of them. Yeah.
Major looks like.
I kind
of looks like. Does KP have a cartoon drawing?
No, he's not there.
All
yet.
Right, never mind.
That's he hasn't reached that
echelon, so yeah.
In addition to a huge sword,
yeah, awesome.
But unlike the rest of them, KP probably has a chance of getting some points on the board. So
yeah, true enough.
All on maps. Well, actually, yeah, two of the three maps. He shouldn't have any excuse.
He'll be fine.
Yep.
Except their reimagination.
Reimagined.
Fall down and tries to make that jump every time and fail.
Yep. Fail.
We'll stand up there taunting him to make him jump.
Well, I'm imagining a world where we take a quick break and have a line change and bring Shishkin, boot Lars out.
Any closing thoughts, Lars?
Nope. Not really.
All right.
Hey, Lars, where are you going tonight?
we're going out for a friend's bachelor party.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's why
Frank's,
you got
Frank's trying
growing.
To drag me.
Trying to go incognito.
Yeah, you know,
I
Frank's
see.
Trying to
when
drag me
surface?
To this dirty, dirty establishment and...
Are you guys
we'll
going
see.
To Rick's?
That's a thought, actually. We could go to Rick's on the east side if they'll sponsor our podcast.
This segment, right?
Shake it.
Yeah.
Before you bake it.
I just hope you guys like the maps and the legendary pack. I think they're awesome. And
I concur. Yeah.
Send your complaints to shishka@bungie.com.
As you
that's
know.
Right.
We'll be right back with Shishka and we'll make fun of him.
So welcome. Oh, Jesus.
I thought I was going to do it. I'm just saying.
Right,
you want to do it? No, that's fine. You do it.
Frank always comes back. Frank starts the show.
He turns
comes
to me
back
said,
from the break.
Yeah,
yes,
okay,
see? Exactly.
That's what I was trying to make happen. Go.
I'm totally keeping that in.
This is awesome.
Shoot.
Well, we're back, and it was a fake commercial break. At some point, I'm sure we'll have real commercials.
Brought to you by Rick's and Red Hook.
That'd be a good sponsorship pair.
Yeah.
Two things that never actually can go together because of foul laws brought to you together by the Bungie Podcast. We're back with the first recipient of a Steaktacular, Chad Armstrong, also known as Shishka. Welcome.
Oh, I didn't know
hey.
That.
Yes, yeah. We took Chad out for a Steaktacular when we welcomed
life.
Him into
right.
town.
You, don't so know. You only owe like another million or something?
I only owe like another 6.5 million steaks.
You're right.
But one yeah. down. That's
you actually,
next.
You actually gave one, though. That sets a precedent, doesn't it? Now you have to.
No. Oh, no, because I gave one to myself. I'm paying myself first, then I'm paying everyone else.
Basically, it was three. One for me, one for you, one for Sketch.
No, Sketch got his own. He's a grown
right.
man. Yeah, and we actually did. Split yours.
Right.
So I still technically owe you 35 and a half steaks.
Fair enough.
Shishka is the new playlist designer at Bungie, and that incorporates a wide variety of things, including taking your feedback on the chin squarely and hopefully hitting you back a few times, too.
Yeah. I mean, guy's been on the job, a week or two now, about a week. Officially. About we a had SWAT in prematurely.
Hey.
The maps weren't available on time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but it's all good now.
Tomorrow's Vidoc is delayed.
Shishka has brought us the MLG playlist, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's here to stay. It's all been going long, crazy, winding road to get here.
It
the
really
circle
has.
Is now complete.
Sort of. It's like the circle's not complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I'm the what?
Padawan. Rat tail dude, whatever that is.
Rat tail dude. Nice.
Yeah. You know, the little.
Right. Seriously, though, what is it about 4 years ago when you first showed up on that cold, wintry morning on the doorstep with the sign that says, we'll take screenshots for food?
I wish you weren't exaggerating. I wish you were exaggerating. Yeah, it's been about 4 years.
You did that? You pulled like a weird stunt like that?
Not exactly like that, but I did pretty much show up unemployed and almost homeless.
Right.
And we were crunching to take screenshots for Halo 2. And
I thought he pulled a wacky stunt.
Didn't he, like his form of payment was seriously like Joyride action figures, wasn't it?
It was t-shirts.
He wasn't even on the books. He was just like some dude like sleeping under this back desk taking screenshots for a while.
I didn't sleep.
No, he did. Wasn't it like a 48-hour marathon session of screenshots?
My first day at Bungie, which was totally volunteer, was 36 hours of screenshots, most of which were in burial mounds.
We have since revised our policy, though, for any other fans out there. We are no longer taking screenshot volunteers. We're fully staffed and good, thanks.
Or actually any volunteers whatsoever of any
Luke
kind.
Needs a writing assistant, though.
No.
We didn't have Jerome back then either, so I'm not even sure Shishka would have gotten that far back in the day.
It was pretty cool back in... Back in the old building, I could pretty much walk right in. I was security breach all the time.
Find a desk, chill.
So what are you working on?
Right now I am working on preparing the May playlist update.
What's in it?
The upper update. If we're ready to announce that stuff.
This will probably come out in May. So.
all subject to change.
So
right?
This is coming out.
Why don't you just tell us what you're looking at doing?
All subject to change. Among other things, we're moving the MLG playlist from a community category to a hardcore category, and then Team SWAT is going to join it as a dedicated playlist.
Wait, so a full-time, persistent Team SWAT playlist?
That is correct.
Is it ranked?
Yes, ranked Team SWAT.
What? Bungie's ranking Team SWAT?
Yeah!
No!
Oh, yeah!
50% of the population brought to you by Luke Smith.
Yeah. Of course.
All right. Well, that sounds exciting.
I tried the MLG playlist. I suck at it. I'm okay at Team Slayer, and I know what I'm doing at least. But
really, I'm a 40. I'm thinking about actually entering for Meadowlands. Still, I still have time.
I just got so pooned on the objective games. I had no idea what was going on.
The dust needs to settle.
Flags in my face.
Let the pros get
give
out.
Give it a
there.
Week or
exactly,
two.
Yeah. Yeah. Message to all the pros out there: don't yell at us. You know what's going on with the ranks. Just be nice. No need to belittle us and our skills or lack thereof.
I mean, that's the equivalent of us playing the Wonder Triplets in the tournament.
Poor
Carlos setting yourself up.
That's the way I look at it. Is it's just sometimes you get it, sometimes you give it.
Right.
Yeah. So are we calling the Wonder Twins givers or getters?
They're getters.
All right.
Those guys are definitely receiving.
But I mean, actually, just to go back a second, since we weren't finishing the long, crazy four-year tale of how Chad finally came back here, he had a little, after a couple tours of duty with Bungie, on various art projects.
Yeah,
and
two record-breaking contracts.
On, things like packaging and manuals.
That's
and
right.
T-shirts. Art and things that have been seen and enjoyed by millions across the globe.
Xbox 360 themes.
Then after you picked it up and moved to Austin.
Yeah, well, Max Hoberman, who was multiplayer lead here for Halo and Halo 2, asked me if I would be interested in helping him design a map pack, one more map pack for Halo 2 before Halo 3 came out. And, of course, I jumped at it. That's kind of been the goal since eighth grade, right? So so I accepted, and then I went down there. And as things went, he kind of surprised me, and we ended up starting a new company down there, Certain Affinity.
In eighth grade, you wanted to make games?
Yeah,
I think I still want to be a G.I. Joe. I was dead set on being Snake Eyes.
I was waiting for games to be invented.
But he's still great. The military is looking for people that got sniper skills in Halo.
In eighth grade, that's actually when I played Marathon 1, and it was when I first played with some homebrew mod tools for Marathon that it was like, oh my god, you can actually make these things. I want.
The Bungie tradition goes deep.
And that map pack, of course, is Tombstone. And
that's right. Tombstone and Desolation.
Desolation, that's right.
Ball and Desolation was good. I remember we played you guys in a hump day on that.
Yeah, it was an epic
hump day that involved you guys lying about what happened.
It's true.
But see, I say you guys, like maybe we lied. But if
we've never lied about the results of a hump day.
Like ever.
Well, are you by default on Luke's hump day team now, or do you have to audition for it?
No, he's on.
I am on the team
straight
now.
Straight up, just walks in,
bam.
Boom, got a seat, started.
Yeah. Community playlist designer, that's a spot.
Right there.
Unless you're
but
bad.
You guys haven't had any hump days in like 3 or 4 weeks, haven't you?
Nothing competitive.
Does Carlos and the Wonder Twins count?
No. Wait a minute.
I would have invited you to this one, but you get to play all the fun ones while I'm on vacation. You get to play against all the cool people that I'm setting up for you to play.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ubisoft Red Storm.
Right.
The cast of Firefly.
Cool. And LucasArts.
Yeah.
It's all true, yeah.
No,
sounds awesome. Like a ridiculous exaggeration.
No, that's
true,
exactly correct. That's who you'll be playing while I'm gone.
Captain Mal's going to take it.
And the girls from Playboy's House Next Door reality. Wow. That one's not so much.
That's a Joe Tung request, is we just stop playing all these angsty dudes who tell us we suck and start playing a bunch of hot chicks.
Yeah, who can't beat us.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
I was going to say Joe would rather win the game of Halo than meet the hot chicks. That's
that's true.
Do you guys have a little one-on-one yet?
Shish and I?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Because you and Frank used to kind of scrimmage all the time.
Yeah, Frank and I scrimmed all the time.
You're about
50-50 Frank and
Frank and I'm just wondering how you
Frank and Shish played, actually.
Yeah,
they had a battle for semi-destiny.
Yep.
Yeah. What was it, default?
A lot of default.
He beat me 15-10.
I really think you guys probably, you laugh, but Lifetime, I bet you are almost
15-10. No, it was Guardian. It wasn't Lockout.
I've seen Frank many times beat you by one or two.
You most certainly have not.
Yeah, he has, actually.
Yeah, I really, truly have.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even an exaggeration. I've beaten you many, many times.
You've beaten me many times.
Is probably, on average, about right.
About a seventh as many times as I've beat you.
I don't believe it at all. So you and Chad haven't actually had a full square off yet.
We're actually going to probably just try and keep the peace between Chad and I.
What's wrong with some? What? You
what's wrong with
think,
a little
like,
bit of war?
Back in the day, like not, Scotty and Michael wouldn't scrimmage to stay hot. I mean,
I need Scotty Pippen to stay focused on the playlist.
Oh, he's Scotty.
Oh, I see.
I see what you did there. I see that you made him the ugly bad one. No offense to Mr. Scottie Pippen, an excellent basketball player.
And also a huge fan of the podcast.
Is he?
Massive. Yeah, loves it. Nice. Always messaging me. Sending those emails.
IX Pippen, XI. Yeah.
So, does that mean Frank's that other dude then that had the nose rings and the pink hair?
Dennis Rodman?
Yeah.
No, Frank is Bill Wennington.
No, I'm Bill Lambeer. Shut your face.
Will Perdue. John Paxson.
Okay.
Steve Kerr.
Let's stay on target.
Did you just like call me out for being white?
I am white.
What? And you happen to offer up a lot of assists in team games.
And easy layups. Check me out.
Oh, God. Stop. No, they don't like it when you talk about sports. Focus. Yeah, we're only talking about Halo. Be serious.
Back to Halo. Isn't it time for the final 4 minute?
Yeah. The final four happened 16 weeks ago.
Yeah, my wife went.
It is now NFL preseason.
I feel like we're taking away a lot of Shishka's valuable
I'm not going anywhere right now. They're still moving my desk over by Luke, so.
Yeah, Shishka and I are going to be like neighborly.
Yeah.
It's going to be because you and I are pretty much on top of each other right now, Sketch.
It's pretty close. I have to do a Duke style on my desk. I slide
who's
across
the top?
My monitor.
Sketches. I'll take it, whatever.
He's so surprised that he admitted it.
It's just a tenure-based pyramid. It would actually be me, then Frank, then you. And then Chad.
Oh, great.
Yeah, our area, we were just talking about that earlier. This part of our beer fridge being stolen and unhooked, and this whole area up here has changed dramatically. We used to have this big suite, I would call it, up in the mezzanine, where Frank used to share with us in good times.
We had a couch.
Now we're all crammed in like sardines, like a little shanty town.
Yeah, we did have a ton of space.
And websites. I mean, it's We're a little bit crammed right now. We're
tight quarters, yeah.
We're hiring people like all the time, and we got a lot of new things going on.
So. We've got a whole that wing.
I was in the new office space up the hill.
I was too.
They had like a 400-inch Pioneer Elite plasma.
Yeah. So much room in there.
Yep, that's. I think that's Harold's new restroom. Yeah.
With those Maxell recliner chairs.
Oh yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's nice over there.
So, is it true that your favorite game type still is Golden Showers?
Or? No, I was just
everyone's
troll.
Favorite game type.
What about your controversial suggestion to replace SWAT with SCAT?
Oh, Special Carbines and Tactics. I think it would ship.
Nothing wrong
I
with
think
that.
It would ship, yeah.
If only starting carbines were an option.
Yeah,
we need to talk to you about that offline.
Oh, crap. There was a thread about that on Bungie.net not too long ago that I kind of had to step in on. But it's an unfortunate truth. But
I heard you have your own website like that was created by fans of your work. Is that
Shishka
true?
Rocks.
Shishka Rocks. No, that I don't
Shishka's
think that was
awesome.
It.
What was it? I forget. Shishka.
I don't know.
You might be thinking of ShishkaSucks.com.
Oh.
You know you've made it.
Right. It's counterintuitive when you think about it.
Yeah. You haven't hit that level of status yet.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't actually looked. I wouldn't be surprised.
Lukem.com or
TJSucks.
Lukem.sucks.
I will now that we've talked about it.
We're going to go register it or somebody's going
to
do it.
No, the fans will have created one. Probably after
don't
this.
Flatter yourself.
Yeah, no, they will.
Yeah, no, they don't. They don't hate you with half the venom and vitriol. They hate Shishka.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Just start banning people with reckless abandon. That'll help. It'll
no, I think that's what Shishka's going
to
be doing.
Yeah, he used to all the time. I just already banned someone the other day. It's pretty fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wish I was, we were talking. Shish and I were talking.
You remember how far the banned hammer's come?
Those,
I mean,
the kids are really lucky that they put in that secondary security, right? Because I've stopped banning people so quick now because I have to type in another password.
Put in another password.
Like, whoa!
Yeah, but we have so many grades of banning. Yeah. It's so awesome. Yeah. Whether we want to like, voice ban you for a day or I'll machine ban you forever. It's nice that we have that much.
Maybe we should mention that little thing that we got going on with the voice ban.
What? Oh yeah!
Oh, I just got somebody voice banned this weekend.
Yeah, it's don't mess with us. We got the high ground.
Yeah, we can voice ban. We can voice ban you permanently from Halo 3 now. There's a pretty high bar for getting that kind of ban.
It takes a special kind of chatter.
Special kind of chat, yeah.
But you can rest assured that if it's something that any of us in the studio are personally included in, like if in the lobby or in the game that this takes place in, you'll probably be muted
be
for
nice.
The rest
there
of
the You don't even have to be nice. Talk some smack, that's fine. You just you should know what the limits are.
There's a line, just behave.
Yeah. Play nice.
Be funny.
I can only think of one time, and this was before we instituted the policy, in the games I've played online where I've been like, oh, that was excessive. And I've played, I think, 1,200 games or something in matchmaking. And so there's only been the one time, I think,
you're on your friends only most of the time.
No, when I play Halo, it's everyone. The rest of the time, it's friends only.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So... otherwise, yeah, if it's friends only, it's every time I hear Joe Tong. He should be voice banned.
That's true.
And before people start asking, we will not take requests for voice bans.
No,
try it.
It has to be something that has been experienced by Bungie staff or firsthand.
Yeah. Speaking of requests, though, if somebody had an idea for a playlist or for some Forge modification to an existing map, how would they best convey that to you?
By sending an email to Frank O'Connor's email address. No, the best way actually would be to go to OptiMatch, the Bungie.net playlist forum, and make a post there, or even better, reply to an existing post there on topic.
So you're checking that actively, regularly.
Actively,
you're
daily.
There, you're listening, you're watching.
I'm banning jerks, all of that. All
right.
So, yeah, that is actually the best place to go if you've got a great idea for making matchmaking better. If you know how to save matchmaking and make Bungle fix their shit, then, you know, that's the place to be.
What's your top three favorite maps in the Halo franchise?
In the entire Halo franchise.
In the entirety of Halo.
That includes, I'll even
in
include stuff like Death Island, Danger Canyon. They're all fair game.
Yeah, I gotta say, I did. I'm not a huge fan of the Halo PC maps. They were pretty fun.
I'm just giving that
Timberland,
as an example.
Yeah,
you don't have
sure.
to defend
no,
each
I
one.
No, I understand.
Answer the question. What are your three favorite maps?
Straight to the point. Well, let's see here. Hang 'em High, gotta be number one.
good street cred right there.
Yeah. Right. Word, kids think you're cool.
Yeah, so far.
Choose
so
your next one wisely.
Lockout.
No. Some dudes are now. Some dudes are pissed.
Yeah, of course.
They think you're picking the same map over and over, trying to be. You're trying to you're be having indie cred. Okay, you're basically saying you like the Arcade Fire.
Right.
No, it's worse. Is Radiohead.
Ooh. Anyway, third map. That's a good one. How about Beaver Creek? Actually, Halo 1.
Interesting.
CTF on Beaver Creek?
Absolutely.
Interesting choice. What about your three favorite sketch? This is an interesting little thing you've created.
Yeah. I'm just probing, you know, planting little seeds. Three favorite maps.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, why don't you come back to me when I have some time to think about that? Now let's take it over to Frank.
Well, that ain't even fair. I had to do it on the fly.
Guardian. Oh, come
on. You're new.
Guardian.
I like Guardian.
Your number one is Guardian? Are you
no,
just
this
picking
is
three?
My
like
top three. Yeah. Right. Okay. There's no particular order. Okay. The order I remember in. Guardian, I like, I have to say, I do like Lockout. It's one of the only small maps where I like playing objective games. Mm. And it's one of the maps where I don't mind losing for some reason. There's certain game types and maps where I'm not pissed when I lose, like SWAT. I don't mind when I lose at SWAT. Lockout, Guardian, and some people would say that's the same map.
some people would be very angry at you.
Oh, yeah, this is where they probably left field, but I really, really like Terminal. Halo 2.
Terminal was pretty fun.
Yeah. Oh, Luke. That one was good. There's so many. It's really hard.
Do you narrow it down at all?
That was a hard question.
Are you ready?
That's a really hard question to answer. I mean, I have to. I'll include them in one and the same, just because I've had so many great memories. But I would do the Gulch / Coag. It would make my top three.
See, I actually personally, I like Valhalla better than Blood Gulch. Yeah.
You just ignited a storm.
That's fine. Let it burn, kids. That's burn.
You also like Containment better than Blood Gulch. I
think I've probably played a game on Containment ever, and I'm sure I quit.
Damn, at that point, like, I really like Sanctuary. I've had some really awesome games on Sanctuary. I mean, Sanctuary is good. Just so many. I have like a 20-way tie for the top three. I think I'll skip Lockout since it's been kind of played out already. We've gone down that path. Yeah, damn.
What about Wizard?
I like Wizard and Warlock. I do like Symmetrical Arena-based maps. Some of my favorites.
Turf was good times.
Turf was excellent.
Turf was really good times.
Turf's good.
If you like Turf, Ghost Town is going to rock and wreck your world.
That's true. It's very true. I mean, Standoff, I love that map.
Oh, yeah.
Insanely. A little CTF on Standoff.
Yeah, a multi-Standoff is awesome.
Yeah.
So you still haven't narrowed it down at all?
I really haven't, no. I don't think I can. I fail in that regard.
He asks the questions.
Why don't we ask what his three least favorite maps are?
Ooh. No, I want to steer away from that.
What's your weapon of choice, by the way? I don't mean statistically, but just franchise wide. So I'll throw the Halo 1 pistol in. Are you one of those guys?
Not really.
Fool.
I mean, the Halo 1 pistol was awesome, but I used to, you know, I'd go over to Connecticut to go to Louie Wu's house for lands, or I'd go to all these different places, and you'd always run into the group of people that just wanted to play pistols on Blood Gulch.
Yeah, I think I got stuck in one of those nights.
and it just kind of got to this point where it was like, I don't want to play this anymore. I can't stand the sound of the pistol being fired anymore. So I'm kind of just like set against the pistol in that kind of way. I can't wait to see what my inbox is going to look like.
Some
after
people,
the ships.
There's no hope for them.
So you're a BR guy then?
Yeah, definitely a BR guy.
Well,
I don't know.
Frank was just like rubbing my elbow. Bored.
Rocket launchers.
Yeah, that's
Prisoner rockets is awesome.
Yes.
Good rockets
times.
On prisoner,
good
awesome.
Times. Very, very.
I'm surprised
good.
No one said Damnation. I think Damnation is one of my favorite maps ever.
It's good.
I like to Chill Out more than Damnation also.
I love Chill Out. Chill Out is
so good.
So good. I like Midship too.
Yeah.
Midship would be in my top three.
Midship would.
Midship, Lockout, maybe Damnation. Maybe Chill Out.
You're putting Frank to sleep.
He's just thinking about how the phone calls he's got to go return. This feels like it's like an NPR show right now.
Yeah.
Good time.
Yeah, but
good
in NPR, their wives don't call them saying that they can't go to the titty bar.
I wish we had the ability to call her right now on the air.
That would be amazing.
Can we conference her in on the air? No, that would be a show. Yeah. When people thought the Luke Timmons sorted pass was good stuff, that would be great.
Let me try it. Everyone shut up, though, because you can't hear your hair. Gonna call my wife back and find out if I'm allowed to go to the titty bar.
Here we go in real
right
time.
Now, Frank O'Connor's calling his wife to see if he's allowed to go to the bachelor party.
I should say that I actually didn't really want to go just because it was late.
But now you do.
But well, now I just want to find out why I'm not supposed to go.
What do you mean? Do you have to ask? What do you mean?
No, I just want to find out where that came from.
He's so dialing right now.
Everyone
he's
quiet.
Putting the phone to his ear.
This is on the air. This is not staged. Frank's putting the phone to his ear. It's ringing.
Hey, what's up?
He's talking to his wife right now.
He's answering.
Yeah, I saw. I was on vibrate. I was recording a podcast. Why are we all forbidding all the men from going to the nudie bar?
He's asking the question.
Right, but you suddenly like got all up on it, and you're like, "No, you don't have to go."
He's acting like he's tough.
You're witnessing.
So you don't really have
a
good reason.
History. I could just sort of hear.
All right. Okay. Anything else?
He's getting fired up. He's going to be in big trouble later.
That's quite a look on his face.
This is all up front.
True enough. Now, anything else?
I think he just got owned.
I think so, too.
I think he's going to be sleeping on the couch.
Someday we'll have something to really talk about, like a new project, something somebody cares about. All right.
So,
How'd that go there?
She didn't actually have a good reason. She just figured...
Your wife didn't want you to go to a strip bar.
Not even that. She just said that...
Didn't want you to go out?
She felt like we didn't really want to go, which, as it turns out, is true. And she was just saying that she didn't think that the bachelor would mind if we bailed.
Was she offering her as an excuse? Like, if you don't want to go, you could say my old lady won't let me?
No, not at all. Most vague thing ever.
Weird. I thought that would be a lot more entertaining than that was.
No, it wasn't. Sorry, Lane, we should just cut it out.
No, where is it? It's Stan.
I was entertained.
I don't really know where to go from there. I think that's probably...
I think that's probably... We have nothing left to discuss.
It's probably the best and worst moment in the history of the show. In the prestigious 17-episode history, or 19, or...
Yep. Something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, it's still been legendary, and new maps are on their way by the time this podcast is...
You might even have been playing them for like 2 months by the time this comes out.
It's true. It's true. And after today's show, our efforts to have a permanent hosting solution, I don't think that call helped our efforts at all. So.
Yeah.
And, Chad, any closing comments?
No.
No.
You know, whatever it does.
No, well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like closing. I mean, closing comments.
I don't know. Just say something.
This is McNeil Lair.
Somebody can go out.
We need one of those like sign off songs that's sad. You know, you had a bad day.
All right. Well, tonight Frank's gonna make it rain, and we'll be back next time.
Bungie Studios podcast is mixed and mastered by Steve Lopez, produced by Tom Giaconda and Chris Gossett, and hosted by Brian Gerard, Frank O'Connor, Luke Smith, and Bungie Studios.